The search committee is aiming to make the selection process as open and transparent as possible. Each of the final four candidates will undergo a day-long process of interviews with four different panels of interviewers: parents, students, teachers, school leaders, the school committee, and community advocates. The sessions are public and will be streamed online. Michael O'Neill is chairman of the Boston School Committee.
We will also have an online form that we will encourage people to let us know what your thoughts are.
Despite the district's efforts, Kim Janey with Mass Advocates for Children remains concerned about public participation.
Because not everyone will have access and will be able to go online and to view the forums. So, you know, how we get information out, how we include the voices of folks who can't either attend in person or watch online will be very important.
Janey will be on one of the first panels each of the candidates will face.
The selection of the next superintendent is the most important decision that faces us as a city.
All four finalists are men. Hardin Coleman, co-chair of the Superintendent Search Committee, says women had made it to the final rounds of the screening process.
If one had been a woman, that would have been added a characteristic that would have been very desirable. But in terms of the overall qualifications in this particular pool, they ended up being all men.
Boston is a diverse school district. English language learners, or ELL students, make up a substantial portion of enrollment. School officials say 44% have a first language other than English. Coleman says that was an important factor in the search.
As we look at the final pool, we have three finalists who were ELL learners in school themselves. And the fourth is an African American who's worked in populations that are largely ELL and Hispanic populations with great success.
In fact, all four finalists are people of color. Two are Latino, one is Black, and one is Asian. Chairman O'Neill says a key challenge facing the next superintendent is closing achievement gaps and believes all four are capable.
We feel our experienced, our incredibly innovative educators that are getting a record of achievement in the urban districts that they work in know what our challenges are and excited to help us move the district forward.
The school committee will make a final decision on March 3rd. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.